Welcome to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. I'm your host, Dana Hager, Education Outreach Coordinator at the Bismarck Cancer Center. In this podcast, we'll share stories of hope, help, and healing, and learn more about the people and technology behind the scenes at the Bismarck Cancer Center. Today's guest is Amy Gross, Executive Director of the Bismarck Cancer Center. Welcome, Amy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dana.
Amy, you have a long history with the Bismarck Cancer Center. Can you tell us a bit about how long you've been a part of the mission at the BCC?
Sure. So the Bismarck Cancer Center has been around for 20 years now, but I've been with it before that. I started in the basement of Med Center 1 and created the Bismarck Cancer Center with them.
Oh, that's... So back up just a little bit. The basement of Med Center 1. So you were over, what were you doing over there in the basement?
So at that time, the only radiation oncology in Bismarck was at Med Center 1. And so patients that needed radiation would have to go to Med Center. St. Alexis didn't have radiation at the time. And so at that time, they had a joint venture with the MRI Center, and it was working really well for them. So when we had old equipment and we needed to make some changes and reinvest in the cancer center, both hospitals got together and decided that this was the time to join forces and create the Bismarck Cancer Center.
Wonderful. So you packed up, and the Bismarck Cancer Center was formed, and you moved on over to the Bismarck Cancer Center to start what we see now as this amazing facility in our region. So tell me just a little bit about some of the changes that you've seen over this 20 years.
You know, interestingly enough, there's been a lot of changes in 20 years of cancer care. To say the least, we have changed our technology. I think back to when cancer patients were treated 20 years ago and all the side effects that we had to deal with, and you felt bad because in order to make them better, you had to make them feel worse. And so we dealt with a lot of side effects and a lot of trying to manage through that. And over the years with technology changing, our patients will walk out of treatment on their last day and not have felt a thing. And that is a huge success to me because not only are we helping them cure them of cancer, but we're also doing it in a much gentler way and a much easier, more tolerable way for them. And so that's a huge success for us.
Absolutely. And to be able to see that change, that must be just amazing for you to do that. And Amy, I can definitely hear the passion in your voice, and I can tell that you think the Bismarck Cancer Center is a pretty special place. Just by hearing you talk about what you're doing for the patients, what do you think makes the Bismarck Cancer Center different or special?
You know, the Bismarck Cancer Center is different. We say it all the time, but it honestly is. There's a culture in place at the Bismarck Cancer that's just a little bit different than anywhere else. It's not just a place of employment, but it truly is a place of calling for most people that are in that building. We don't consider ourselves necessarily employees, but just a big family, a team that's working towards the best for our patients. And when we all put our minds and hearts together to do the best for our patients, we can't help but succeed.
Absolutely. Some of the things that I hear in the community are some of these support services that you offer to your patients. Can you just touch base a little bit on how did that come about and why are you offering extra special support services for your patients?
Sure. We've been really proud of the technology that we have at the Cancer Center over the last 20 years and have been able to stay current with the most recent treatment technologies. However, we struggled in the beginning with lots of things that our patients needed and deserved to get through cancer treatments, but we didn't have resources for them. And so years and years ago, we talked about how do we get extra support for our patients? How do we get them those extra needs that they need through treatment? And we didn't know what to do. Back in 2007, our executive director, Ken Dykes, joined us. And he had a vision for the Cancer Center. It was his life mission to end his career and just one last hurrah and kind of give one extra oomph for the Cancer Center. And it was his vision of creating a foundation. And that's what he did. Within 6 months of him joining the Cancer Center, he created a foundation for our patients. And at that time, none of us really knew what a foundation was. We honestly didn't know what it did for our patients. We just knew that it could help our patients. And so we got on board and we started asking people for help. We started asking for donations and we started asking people to say, Can you help us help our patients? And boy, the beginning was the beginning, but 12 years later here, we are sitting so successful. And because of the foundation, we can add those support services. So while we were super proud of being able to kill cancer cells with really cool technology, now we're able to treat the body, mind, and spirit of the cancer patient, and we're able to wrap our arms around them and give them all the support that they and their families need beyond just a beam of radiation.
Right. So support services, and I like how you said it earlier. You said it's stuff that they need to get through the process. So tell me about what are some of these support services that you're offering?
Sure. One of the first support services that was paramount to caring for our patients was a social worker. So we started that. It was our first adventure with our foundation, and we very quickly learned that nobody wants to see a social worker.
You're in North Dakota too. I think that makes a difference too.
Very true. So we quickly changed our program. It's called the REACH program, and it really is about education and research and advocacy and care and hope for our patients. And so this program is a social worker who meets with our patients, but ultimately she's just an advocate for our patients. And so if there's any needs that they have outside of just cancer treatments, whether it's in the home or with their job or whether it's financial support, housing during treatment, whatever it is, she just reaches out to them and makes sure that all of those needs are being met. And if they're not, let's figure out a way to meet those.
Sure, just being there to watch over them and be an extra hand.
Absolutely. So kind of that cheerleader for our patients.
Well, we could all use one of those, that's for sure. So you have a social worker. What are a couple other services that are offered through this foundation?
Sure, really important to us, and I think instrumental in our side effects being minimized with not only with the technology, but we have a dietitian on staff. And so when you go through cancer treatments, a lot of times patients lose weight. And so they struggle with keeping just their general energy during treatment. And so having a certified oncology dietitian in our clinic is super important for our patients to be able to continue to maintain that energy level and that strength while they're going through treatments. We also have support services such as physical therapy assistance. We have a massage therapist. She happens to be the favorite in the clinic.
Well, I can understand that.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing how just 10 to 15 minutes of massage for a patient can really just bring that stress level down and help them deal with all of the extra things that are happening during treatment. And so we're really proud to be able to offer that to our patients.
Right. Well, life is for just, as a general rule, is very stressful, and we all need that time to slow down. But now you add a cancer diagnosis on top of it, just having that peace of mind and that extra support from the cancer centers seems like it's a win-win for everybody.
It sure is. One of the most recent programs that we've added is our home care program, and that offers opportunity for our patients to get just the extra help at home. You know, you can imagine how most of us get tired and exhausted on the weekends are for recharging, but they're also for cleaning the house and doing all those extra things. And as a cancer patient who's also dealing with the stresses of cancer and treatment, we offer someone to come in and help with cleaning the house or making a meal, running errands for the patient.
Wonderful.
Going out, doing yard work for them, whatever it is that they need that might just add that extra lending hand to them, we want to be able to offer that to them.
Excellent. You probably, I don't know if you can answer this, but what do you think these services mean to your patients? Do you, like, when you think about a patient that's coming in and maybe getting a hand shoveling snow, what do you think that means to them?
You know, I know what it means because we hear thanks all the time, and we get those words of affirmation from our patients afterwards saying, you don't know what that meant to me to have that extra support. And I remember when we started massage therapy, we had a gentleman, he was about 80 years old. He was a farmer, he was a widower. And so he was by himself. And we were trying to convince him to get a massage.
You had to convince him?
We had to convince him. Imagine that. But can you imagine being a farmer who probably hasn't had a lot of physical touch for a long time? And we worked on him for a couple of weeks just trying to convince him to take us up on the offer and said, if you don't like it, you don't ever have to do it again. And he got in there. And when he came out after 10 minutes of just a simple massage of shoulders and neck, he came out in tears. And he said to us, this took away so much stress from me. I never dreamt it could do that. And so if he can do it, anyone can do it. At least try it, because that's what we need to do, is just provide extra support to our patients when they need it.
That's an amazing tribute to the services. But tell me, what does it mean to you to be able to provide these services to your patients?
boy, this is just a dream come true. You know, I'm so proud of the Cancer Center. I'm so proud of what we are able to offer, not just from a technology standpoint, but really just saying we care about you. We know nobody wants to walk through our doors. Who wants to walk through a door that has that constant reminder, I'm going into a cancer treatment center? So once you get in, we want to make sure that they're cared for and they're part of a family. And we don't want them leaving without feeling like they have just created a new family with us. And so I'm just so proud of the people that are in the building, the services that they offer, and quite honestly, just that they are extended family to the people that have to come through our doors.
Oh, Amy, you, and that I'll brag about you just a little bit, but your cancer center, and just listening to you talk about it, is just an amazing facility for our region. You serve a pretty big area, correct?
Yeah, we service a 250-mile radius, so we see people from really all over North Dakota into South Dakota as well as Montana, and so people have to travel a long ways for treatment. Most of the time, our treatments are anywhere from 1 week of treatment up to 5-6 weeks of treatment, and so people that have to drive back and forth have a long ways to go, and they come every single day. The treatments don't last long. They're usually a 15-minute appointment. And so can you imagine driving from the western part of the state all the way to Bismarck every day? And that's one of the things that our foundation can do to support them as well, as we have gas cards that can help fill their tank. We've got apartments that patients can stay at as well. So if they're they don't have the ability to drive back and forth, they can stay real close to the Bismarck Cancer Center. And we all know that when you're surrounded by family and you're close to home, healing happens much better and much easier. And so that's our goal, is to help them through that process and make it easier for them.
So patients that are living, let's say you're way down in the southwest part of the state, you have an apartment for them. Can they bring their spouse? How does that work to come and
absolutely.
Stay?
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage them to bring family with them if they'd like. Yes, they can stay in a fully furnished apartment. Those apartments rent to them for $15 a day.
15?
15, 1-5.
Oh my, okay.
And if they can't afford that, then our foundation will support them as well.
Excellent.
We don't want there to be a barrier to cancer care. And so we try to break all of those barriers down.
So they come and they stay in your apartments, and can, for whether it's 4 weeks, 5 weeks, however long it is, they're able to stay in your apartments and receive care.
Yes, they are. And most of the apartments that we have are close walking distance to the cancer center. And so for those that aren't used to traveling in a big city, it can really make a difference. And so they can just walk down to their treatments and walk back. And in those apartment complexes, they're surrounded with other cancer patients too. And so people develop bonds and relationships, friendships that last lifetimes.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, you talk about big city. People who live in Bismarck maybe don't think of Bismarck as a big city, but I'm from a small town.
Me too.
There's no stoplights, and it can be quite intimidating to come to Bismarck, and the cancer center is located downtown, and to have to navigate that every day on top of the stress that they're going through. That walking distance is a great thing for the patients. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So tell me what you think the future of Bismarck Cancer Center looks like in your mind.
Well, by no means do I ever want to fall behind on technology, because technology changes lives. And so I feel like we're going to always be on that cutting edge. I don't want people to feel like they have to go a long ways away for excellent cancer care. This is a destination cancer center. We are very proud of the services we offer, and we'll continue to be as we grow over the next 20 years. But I think there's opportunities for us to continue to support patients and their families. I think what's really important is that we're learning that cancer patients are living much longer lives. And so as they move into survivorship, there's a whole bunch of new things that come with survivorship. Patients are living longer. So as we live longer, there are side effects to cancer treatments long-term. And so treating those long-term cancer side effects, treating the families, helping them get through things, and then being there for them, even 5 years, 10 years down the road, if they might be struggling, we know that when cancer treatments are done, that's not the end of it. There's checkups, there's exams, there's doctor's appointments. All of that brings additional stress and anxiety to people, worrying about recurrences, worrying about what's next. And so we want to make sure that we don't just send them out the door and say goodbye, good luck. We want to say we're here for you. No matter what, we're here for you.
Well, it's a bright future that looks like a wonderful way to look towards the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And just knowing that there'll be a facility here to serve the people in the region, their families and loved ones. Cancer seems to be something that touches everybody. And it's one of those things that you can't get away from. So knowing there's a facility this close is a blessing, I'm sure, to everybody who walked through the doors. And for people who maybe want to help or are called to do something to help with these services, what can they do or how can people get in touch?
Sure, there's lots of ways to help the patients at the Cancer Center. Our community has been so supportive. And so while the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation has a handful of events ourselves that we put on, there are a lot of events that happen throughout the year that are community supported, meaning someone in the community has felt a calling to want to help our patients. And so they've put on events. We have so many different events, something for everyone, really. And so, you know, you can help by participating in the event, be a participant. A lot of the events have silent auctions to help raise funds, and so making donations to the silent auction. We are always looking for sponsor support, and so whether you're a business or an individual that wants to support it through sponsorships, you can reach out in that way. There's also just our online giving opportunities, and we have a monthly giving campaign called the Circle of Hope, and that's where you can just make that donation monthly, and that's a true ongoing giving support that makes such a difference in the lives of our cancer patients. And one of the things that I'm so proud of is we don't have any employees, and so our volunteers are our staff, our community members, our foundation advisory board, people that just feel a calling to want to help. And so if you want to help, be a volunteer. Make your monthly donation, give during the annual giving times, or just simply reach out and say, how can I help? We have volunteer opportunities at the Cancer Center if you'd like to spend time with our patients and visiting with them. We've got lots of different activities for those volunteers to help with from the event side of things. So there's lots of ways to get involved and lots of ways to help. The other thing that I'm most proud of too is that the foundation right now, with no employees, puts all of the funds back to our patients. And so 97 cents of every dollar goes back to our patients. And so we're really proud of that, being able to support them with all of the funds that come through our foundation.
That's really a key thing too, when you hear people wanting to give or donate, they want it to go to the patients. And 97 cents of every dollar, that's amazing. And that's kind of unheard of.
It's really, truly unheard of, but without any employees, it makes a difference. And so we are so thankful for the volunteers that support us, those people that come out and say, hey, let me lift a hay bale, or let me sit at a raffle stand, or, you know, whatever it is that they want to do, but they're there helping us and they're making a true difference.
And some of you had mentioned earlier, some of you've talked about a hay bale now and a few things, some signature events that you have like Masks in the Moonlight,
which is a masquerade ball. So that is so much fun. That's in February every year. And so come with your ball gowns and your masks. And it's just a really fun event. Dancing and live music. There's not a lot of places you can get live music nowadays. So just a really fun evening. But kind of contrary to that, we've got Apple Fest, which is a family fun event out at Buckstop Junction, just east of town. And that has the festival atmosphere in the fall in September. And there's hay rides, and there's things, there's carnival games for kids, and there's the old buildings that you can go through, lots of food vendors and craft vendors. So,
and that's been going on a long time.
Has been going on since the beginning of the foundation.
Oh, so that was one of your first.
That was one of our first
events to start raising money. And here yes. It is, all these years later,
right.
Still going strong.
For sure.
So wonderful events, great things that you're doing. If you want to support the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation, you can connect with the Cancer Center or go to the bismarckcancercenter.com to find out more information. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
We are so blessed to have the staff that we have, the physicians that we have, the talent. They're not just good human beings. They're super smart people who take care of patients with cancer. And we're just very fortunate to have them.
Yes, excellent. And the people listening and everyone that has loved ones that come to the Cancer Center know that they're in good hands and they're being well taken care of. Not only technology and the best cancer care, but these wraparound services that are providing so much more to patients than just basic cancer care. Proud of you for the foundation that you have and what you're doing, and I look forward to the future of the Bismarck Cancer Center and what it has to hold. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, Dana. It was a pleasure being here.
We appreciate you, Amy. Thanks for listening to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. Subscribe to hear new episodes anywhere podcasts are found. connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or bismarckcancercenter.com. We'll talk again next time on the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast.